Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Before we hop into PMI, I do want to let you guys know that today is National Egg Day. Are you fans?
Yeah.
I have 2 eggs each and every morning.
Yeah.
I am a hard-boiling egg freak. I was just at Sam's this weekend, and I bought the crate of eggs. That's how many eggs we go through at the house. How do you like them?
I like them all the ways.
You don't have one specific favorite? Yeah,
I like poached eggs.
That would be at the bottom of my list.
That's probably lower on mine.
Because I love Eggs Benedict. It's my favorite breakfast.
You're like my mom. She loves that.
It's my favorite. I just love it. But I also, I just like to have a poached egg on toast. Some pepper on it.
Good fried egg, though.
Fried eggs are also
over
good.
Over easy, sunny boiled side
eggs.
Up.
Oh,
boiled
so
eggs.
Many ways.
Yeah.
So many eggs.
I like the eggs with the omelet, so I guess that's scrambled.
Yeah, not
so
forget scrambled.
Scrambled.
Scrambled's
good.
With some cheese and ketchup.
I do love a good hard-boiled egg, too, though, Jarris. A little salt and pepper on there.
That's a convenient way to eat an egg. I'll tell you
it
what.
Is.
You just keep one right there in your front pocket, and whenever you're hungry, you just slide it out, and in your mouth it goes.
Do you know what's really... Have you ever had a Scottish egg?
Yeah, those are gross.
Oh, no, they're not.
They sound like this.
They're so good. They're deep fried and then covered in Holland. No, first they're
like
surrounded by sausage. And then they're deep fried.
Just like you in college.
It's covered.
It's funny you mentioned black pepper. Right now there's a global black pepper shortage.
I saw that.
So if you put your pepper on your eggs, it's going to be costing you a little bit more now to pick up your little container of pepper.
It's not the egg, it's the pepper.
The peppercorns are very sensitive to climate change, it sounds like. So they're having some growing issues. They're not tasting right. Black pepper production is way down in countries that produce 80% of the world's pepper supply. So anyway, use it sparingly right now.
That's my favorite spice. I use it on everything.
I used it a lot until I started reading about, like, you have to buy high-quality pepper.
Yeah.
Because if not, it's, like, full of arsenic and lead and some really bad things. There's a few articles I read, and it scared me away from pepper.
I take my pepper seriously. I have a fancy grinder that you just push a button, and it has a light on the bottom that shows you how much pepper. And I have the peppercorn that I put in.
That's
the fancy
peppercorn. The freshest
peppercorn.
Way to get pepper.
It's the best way to get pepper. And so I do that because I take it seriously. It's
I
my
take
favorite.
It seriously.
I do. Pepper's, like, I
her
use
pepper
it
game.
So much.
Fancy, fancy grinder. Was your nickname in college, right?
There you go.
I had a lot. I had many nicknames, so yeah, that was one of them. Right. I miss college. Gosh dang it.
Those were the days, huh?
Yeah.
Well, there is your egg and pepper update. Some very riveting stuff here this morning with JKJ. We're going to hop into PMI now. We'll give you a positive, a minus, and something interesting to get your day started. Who got to pee today?
I got to pee today.
Pee it up.
Jer and Katie, I have a question for both of you guys. Would you ever let your children, maybe Katie, when your kid was a little bit younger, plan an entire vacation?
No.
No?
No.
Well, it says of a 2,000 parent of school-age children survey was just put out, found that 80% of parents say they have way more fun when they allow their child to plan the vacation, including every last detail. Now, of that 80%, about 25% of those people said that they've allowed their children to plan and make every planning event to the last detail. So 80% said they would let them. Of that, 25% said they would like to let them or actually allowed them to do that. I think that's wild, but they say every parent that was in this study said they enjoyed the vacation so much more with their child planning everything.
That's
because
ridiculous.
For the most part, the parents go on vacation for the children.
Yeah, that's
so that's funny because I just got into an argument with Nick Nack about that because of our vacation this year. And I was like, every vacation we take revolves around the children and making sure that they're happy. And there's some places I wanted to go that were kind of probably more boring for the kids, but it's like places that I think would be really interesting and fun to go to. And we got into it. We had a fight.
Did you?
You're the minority now, Jer. 80% of parents say they want their kids to do the entire thing.
No, we're not going to do that. But I was just like, we plan every trip. It has to revolve around the kids and making the kids happy. I'm like, we're paying for it. Why aren't we doing things that make us happy?
Well, then why'd you have the kids, Jer?
I know. Well, that's
an even bigger argument.
We get into all kinds of fights about that. No, but I do see both sides because, I mean, if your kid's having fun, chances are that's going to make your vacation a lot more enjoyable because if your kid's throwing a fit and not enjoying themselves,
I know, Katie.
They're going to take it out on you. And all of a sudden, you know.
Yeah, what if you're
doing it? It's like I'm working with my wife.
Oh, gosh. You're doing the thing you enjoy and your kid's going.
You're like, have you talked to Nicole? Nicole? What the heck is this?
Like, you're such a, you're in mom mode, just like Nick Nack.
I'm just saying, like, you will
also... I get it from every direction.
Enjoy it if your kid's having a good time, right?
I know,
you're right. You have to be able to flex those parent muscles, too, and be like, I said so.
I still want to go to Boston and do the history tour.
Well, yeah, but if you're doing the whole thing and your kid's the whole time going, Dad, I don't want to be here. When is it done?
Yes.
And you'll throw them into the tea party.
That's
throw them over the harbor.
Your enjoyment.
Bless their hearts.
Oh, it's
bless
a constant battle.
Constant battle. Oh, parenting. Oh, marriage. I have the M, right?
Yes,
oh, yeah.
I do have the M. New study out this morning finding owning a pet costs way more than people think. And the price tag keeps going up. So people were asked how much they think it costs to care for a cat or a dog in roughly a 15-year time span, and the average answer was about $5,700 for cats.
Oh my god!
And about $8,100 for dogs. That's over 15 years there, Katie Cat. But the real numbers are way, way higher. So they're saying to care for a cat over the 15-year span, anywhere from $20,000 to $47,000.
Oh,
that's a pretty massive
geez.
Spread. Feels a little high to me.
See, my heart hurt with the 5,000, so now I'm like, that can't be
and
right.
And for a dog, $22,000 to just under $61,000 to care for that pet over 15 years. Again, those numbers feel a little high to me. I mean, we had a cat for 16 years, or I don't even, that cat was old, but I don't think we even crossed the $5,000 mark over that many years. Is pretty low. I guess it depends if you have an outside cat.
Exactly.
For that one.
And how well you take care of your animals. Because I would have to say, as far as what I notice, people are way more apt to take their animals to the vet now than they were when I was younger.
It's a racket. It's
crazy. So our engineer, Jason, just posted that he took his little kitten to the vet.
And he had a little bubble carrier backpack that he put him
and
in.
And he's like, yeah, good news, ear mites under control. And once that they get all their flea ticks and heartworm, then I can take her out of quarantine. I'm like, how much does all that cost? Like, and that's a kitten. Like, he's got that little kitty.
I know.
Yeah.
It's,
so people spend a lot of money.
It depends on the
person. Believe it or not, another argument I got into with my wife, because, like, we had cats growing up and that lasted into their 20s. I mean, these cats were old, and they never went to the vet.
Never.
I can never think of one time we took the cat to the vet.
Never.
It was just the cat at home.
Yeah.
They're inside. They're fine.
Yeah. Our cat only came home when she was pregnant.
Right.
She came in the house.
And
otherwise,
it's like now, with dogs. Like, I mean, maybe, you know, every once in a while I'll go get their rabies shot. It was like nothing.
Yeah.
Now, oh my God, Nick Nack is taking our dog in like every 6 months for her little checkups and blood tests. They're checking her teeth. I'm like, are you kidding me?
I have a friend whose dog has a therapist. I am not even kidding
you. Are you kidding
where they
me?
They go and just hang out with the therapist, and the therapist can figure out what's bothering the dog, and then the owner. Well, that's the cat therapist. Uh-huh. That's different.
Oh, different.
That's
sorry.
Different. But yeah, it shocks me the amount of money people are willing to put towards her. And I love it. Like, please take good care of your animals, because I know how much you love them.
Fine.
But it is like,
it's a racket, though.
Compared to when we grew up to now, it is such a difference. It is such a difference.
And all the DNA testing and everything
I
need to find out what my dog. No, you don't. Because your dog's going to go out back and eat squirrel turds.
My
just
dog has bloodhound in it. Really?
Congratulations. There goes $800 to swab your dog's cheek.
That's funny.
Send it in. Anyway. The vets hate us right now. Katie, what's the interesting?
Sorry. Okay. The interesting is actually quite interesting, because scientists have found 6,000-year-old human remains and no other people share their DNA.
This what are they then? Are they aliens?
They haven't really figured it out yet. So they analyzed these bones from ancient people who once lived in Colombia, okay? So it's discovered that the DNA is not directly connected to them or any other ancient or modern population. So they're actually thought that these people might somehow be related to some people of Chibchan languages. I don't know what that is, but it was spoken in the area that they once lived. But they're going to have to do more research to see exactly who these unknown people were and who their ancestors might be.
How strange.
But yeah, they just came across this civilization where they're like, they existed.
What are these things?
For 4,000 years, they have. So they existed.
What are these mutants?
6,000 years ago, they existed. They for 2,000 years. And for 4,000 years, there's no record of them.
Whoa.
And so,
where'd
yeah,
they go?
Exactly. Like,
I'm
where'd
not
they
shocked.
Go? What leave? Happened
this
to
is
them?
Not that unique.
No,
they're
not
connected to any other DNA that
they will
find
be.
In
they'll
this
find
is not
it.
That interesting. Have you ever been in a Walmart like and looked around? You're like, these are not humans.
No.
What?
Are you
where
serious?
Did these? Yeah. Have you ever been into a Walmart?
Everybody shares a little bit of DNA.
I don't know. I've been into a few Walmarts.
These
I'm like, these can't be humans.
They have barely none. Done any research. It'll be fine.
Okay.
They'll
do more research, and we'll find out next week, right?
Just go to Walmart.
Okay. Then we're gonna
stand
find
in
your
the checkout line for 20 minutes.
Ancestors.
They're walking amongst us, Katie.
Okay.
Nobody knows what they are.
Got it.
Okay. Not that unique, Katie Cat. Sorry.
I mean, scientists say so, but got
people
it.
Of Walmart.
What do they know?
People of
what
Walmart.
Do they know?
Com. People of Walmart.com. Check it out.